Okay, so if you just check your stock prices and you lost a lot of money, I'm with you. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report every day to inform you guys what's going on in the markets, especially real estate. And today we have some really good news, but it's completely bad news for the markets. So let's get to it. What happened today? Well, the Dow Jones slid nearly 400 points after a strong jobs data prompted fear that the Fed might tighten rates. Okay, so here's what's going on, folks. In a normal market, when we see the employment numbers, and let's get over to these employment numbers right here. ADP just came out and they said there was almost 500,000, 500,000 jobs created in the last report. And you're thinking, wow, what's going on? Why would that be bad news? Because it looks like the economy's growing. President Biden was out last week prompting, hey, I was the first president in my 2-year tenure to add 13 million jobs to the economy. Well, this is adding to it. So why is it bad news? Well, I'm glad you asked that. So in today's world, here's what we see. We came out of COVID, which we all know, and everybody got kind of let go and didn't have work. So the federal government pumped out a ton of stimulus. The Federal Reserve dropped rates to basically zero. They were stimulating the economy, but they overstimulated. So what that means is prices started going up and up. And up. That's called inflation. So what was happening, or what's happening right now, the Federal Reserve is saying, well, we need to increase rates because we have to stop people or slow people down from spending so much money. So their thought process is, and it normally works in a normal economy, was we'll raise rates. That'll kind of cure or limits people's spending habits. Because if things get more expensive and you can't, if financing gets more expensive, you're like, well, maybe I can just do without it. Okay, so that's what the Federal Reserve was hoping to do. And then they're like, with that, you know, there won't be as many products being created because we won't need the need for all those goods and services. So now the job market's going to suffer. So by doing all this, we're going to cure a lot of things. We're going to pull money out of the circulation that we stimulated the economy with, and we're going to slow down people's spending. Well, it's not working. Okay, so we're seeing it right from here. When you add 500,000 jobs to a market, normally you see the stock market rally. In today's market, we're on our ear, folks. So people don't know what's going on. And I think a lot of politicians and federal government workers and the Fed also is in territories where, I'll say it this way, and I tell my kids the same thing. It's okay to say you don't know. But don't play with our futures. Don't play with our economy. Don't play with this like it's just a puzzle. Make sure you meticulously think through this before you try to crush the economy. That's the only advice I give to the Fed. So let's get over to what's going on. But one, I want to show you just one caption. A lot of people say, Dan, why do you do this? You know, YouTube channel, you spend a lot of time and effort on it and so forth. I'm like, my whole passion is to educate people out there. That's truly it. I've been in the mortgage business for over 30 years. At the end of this video, I'll give you my information on how you can reach out to me for some assistance. I'm a federally chartered loan officer. I have a whole team behind me. We can lend in every state in the whole country as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there and you can get pre-qualified or just run a scenario past us, please, I'll give you that information at the end. But here's one of the reasons why I do this video. When you go out there and you're trying to look for some help, if you're a first-time homebuyer, you're like, you're trying to find everything you can for some help. So I come across this article. It's Money Expert shares the number one thing she does before buying a house. It puts you in a completely different spot financially. Well, what is it? So I'm intrigued because my goal here is, like I said at the beginning of the video, is to help you guys when it comes to real estate. So this was just published. I mean, just not too long ago. So if you scroll down through here, I'm just going to scroll and I'll leave this caption down below in the description. But the number one thing she does is get debt free. Is that genius? It's completely genius. Just get debt free. Hold on. There's one more. She actually gave us two steps here. The next step is build a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. Okay, so all I need you guys to do out there, if you're looking to buy your first house, make sure you're debt free and you put a bunch of money aside. That's not going to work very easily. So my goal here is to explain programs to you, give you the analytics behind all the numbers. What does your market look like? We offer you services like we can help you get pre-approved, consulting services. We can help you find a realtor in your area. These are the things that we want to provide value on, not just something like this that says, well, pay off all your debt and then make sure you have some money in the savings. You know, because I realize it's even hard to do that, especially now with student loan debt popping its ugly head back in there. So let's get over to the economic news that we have for today to see why and how much more of a bloodbath are we going to see today. So we go down through here. The ADP payroll numbers, as we said, they expected the number to come in. Well, the last reading was 267,000 new jobs were added. The expectations were for 228,000 for it to come down just a little bit. Did it follow suit? No, it actually doubled. It doubled from where they expected. So don't know who their analysts are, but maybe they should get some new analysts because it's hard to, you know, it's like the weatherman coming in saying, okay, it's going to be sunny today. And how bad this is off? It actually snows. Okay, so that's how bad off this thing is. But then we go down through their initial jobless claims. They were right in line. They usually are about 230, 240. They're right in line. Services sectors, right in line where it is. JOLT data. What the JOLT index was, or is number of job openings. So this still says the job market is still healthy. It's still strong. There's almost 10 million jobs still open after, you know, almost a half a million people just got employed over the last reading. Okay, so the economy is going good. So now what that means is the Federal Reserve is most likely almost 100% going to change rates or increase rates again. So how we find out at that is we go over to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. You notice I started using this not too long ago, and now almost every channel has this on here. Just interesting. So we go to the CME Group, this is Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and they have a Fed tool watch. What that tool is what's the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will change the Fed target rate at the next meeting? Okay, so the federal funds rate right now is 5.25%. So we're trying to figure out what the Federal Reserve is going to do with interest rates. Well, if you go through here, let me get my head out of the way. I'm going to explain this to you. Right through here, you're going to start seeing the federal funds futures. Going through here, you're starting to see some dates and the probabilities, and then it says total probability. So we're seeing right here is the next meeting is coming up on July 26th. Right now, there is a 92% probability that they're going to raise rates again. So is it going to happen? Yes, it's going to happen, folks. Here's my issue with this, though. At the last meeting, or they came out with the federal notes yesterday or the day before, and they said almost every person on the Federal Reserve was voting to increase rates, but they didn't. Okay, so are they really, really looking to keep increasing rate after rate after rate? Or when they tell us these things, the markets kind of do their own thing. So by them telling us that they're going to just keep raising rates over and over and over, is that helping actually curtail the markets? And I think it is. And that's why they keep doing it. The last Fed meeting was June. It was just about 2-3 weeks ago. Even the day the Federal Reserve came out and said they paused, you had former Fed officials coming out saying, nope, they're going to raise rates and they're going to keep doing it. So I think their actions are a little bit different than their words. And we're going to pay attention to those in the next couple of weeks to see what they end up doing. So with all that being said, what's going on in the markets? Well, guys, this report here, here's what I see on my screen. Right here, you're going to see an MBS, 30-year MBS. That is a 30-year mortgage-backed security. This is a bond that trades on Wall Street that tells me, you know, what direction yields are going. Well, this tells me exactly what direction the price is going. So the price right now is down at 105 basis points. I've seen a move like this about 4 times ever in my 33 years of doing this. So this is big news. But you got to be cautious because it is a holiday weekend. There's a lot of people on vacation, especially a lot of bond traders where this trades. So a lot of trades are amplified one way or another. If it's a sell order, well, the market's going to crash. If it's a buy order, the market's going to rally. Meaning if you work in the pits down at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, anytime a sell order or a buy order comes in, there's really not a counter person. There's not enough people on the floor there to exchange all the buy and sell orders to keep an equilibrium. So any trade you're going to see is going to be, you know, amplified over and over and over. So I'm the proponent, wait till next week when everybody gets back to the markets will settle down. You're going to see rates come down a little bit because there's no need for rates to get all the way back up to 7.5% because the economy is just stabilized right now. Rates don't need to go any higher and they shouldn't go any higher. Okay, so that's that. So what's going on with mortgage rates right now? Well, these are the top 6 products people use when they're buying or refinancing a house. These are rates issued by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. And right here's the top 6 products. This analogy, so this rate is for a person with these 5 characteristics. So if your characteristics are these five, you most likely are going to get that rate or fairly close to that rate because this is the national average. What this is somebody buying their first house. It's going to be their primary home and a single family home. Got to make sure those three with a 740 credit score, putting down 20%. Now, you don't need to put down 20%. Most first time home buyers are putting down about 3% on their house. So how do you figure out, can you qualify? How much do you qualify? How much would the payment be? Do you have enough money? Is your credit in line? Well, if you're looking to get pre-qualified, I'd love to help you. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report on a daily basis. I'm a mortgage advisor and have been for over 30 years. So I've seen markets like this, not to this extreme, but I can help you navigate through these times. So how you reach out to us is fairly simple. You can give us a call, 844-775-5626, or you can click this button right over here and apply online. Within 24 hours, somebody will get back with you, answering all your questions, getting you on the road to home ownership in 2023, if that's what you want. Take care, guys. Thanks so much for watching. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.